You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
It is Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, what do you think about a career change, potentially becoming detectives?
Yeah, I'm into it. Can we have cool, like, detective names?
Yeah, what would your cool detective name be?
Simo.
not massively different to your current name.
Yeah, but I reckon we can do the Simo and the Jaws.
Inspector Simo. No, what's Inspector Gadget? Da-da-da-da. Inspector Simo.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I'll be. So Inspector is different from Detective, or is it Inspector Detective?
I don't know. But you be Inspector, I'll be Detective.
Yeah, it's kind of like you need the something and the fuzz. So like Jaws, because obviously Jordan. So like Simo and the Jaws, solving crimes.
But that makes it seem like I'm like your sidekick. I'm like the Robin to your Batman. That is not happening.
Okay, you don't want to be, all right.
Anyway, we will come up with cool names later.
I'm the sidekick?
The reason I bring up detectives up is because me and you have actually solved a crime without even realizing it.
Simo and the Jaws.
So last week on the show, we talked about, do you remember, in a Melbourne suburb called, I think, Nunawong. I think that's how you pronounce it. I could be wrong. There was a snake that was that had managed to get itself on a petrol pump.
Yeah. No way. Is this for real?
Let's just calm down.
I just remembered what we spoke about.
Let's just take it one step at a time.
All right, cool. Yep, sorry.
So there was a snake that was on the petrol pump.
That's right.
The snake catcher said that obviously a car had come from the outback. The snake had hitched a ride.
Yes.
Then when the car stopped to get petrol, the snake had managed to hop off the car.
Yes.
And attach itself to the petrol pump.
Coil itself, like a viper does, around the petrol pump.
Now, we kind of, in a way, looking back on it now, jokingly, perhaps smelled a rat with the story. This is what we said last Thursday.
What happens every time he goes to refuel, Jordan, I ask you? Is he...
Hang on. Are you suggesting that he went to refuel, planted the snake there, just waited around the corner? Okay, give it five minutes, they'll give me a call, the phone, just call. Hello, we've got a snake on a petrol pump. Oh, do you? Okay, I'll come and pick. Are you suggesting that he planted the snake to get some business?
Well, I think we might. If we check his route home, there might be a few other servos that need a quick once-over, because he may have just done a few pit stops just for a little bit of extra coin.
Simo.
Yes, mate.
I was watching... are you familiar with the ABC show Media Watch?
Yes, relatively, yeah, sure.
So it's a show, it like investigates news stories, because sometimes people in news media don't exactly tell the truth.
Yeah.
So it kind of investigates all of them to try and find their lies. It's on like weird times. It's on like 9:13 on a Monday night on ABC or something.
Very
weird,
odd, yeah.
Weird like that. But anyway, I was scrolling through Facebook and saw a video from there, and they had investigated this very story. About the snake catcher's claim. Now, his name's Raymond Hoser.
Okay.
And Simo, this is what they found out.
When we called the Coles Express in Nunawading, we were told its staff did not make the call to the snake handler. And Coles head office didn't even know of the snake's existence until it appeared in the news. So, what is the story? Well, Victorian police tell Media Watch they're now investigating Hoser for reckless behaviour, with the allegation that he let the snake out as a publicity stunt.
Oh, my God!
And Nine now claims he has admitted it.
A short time ago, Hoser conceded to Nine News he'd mocked up the photos with his own snake.
Simo, we were right.
We were.
Other news outlet like Koshy on Sunrise ran this, and he believed it. Koshy, you fool. We saw a rat. We saw straight through it.
Oh, I feel like a hard-hitting journalist.
I know. I stuffed the journalism degree. I don't need that.
Wow.
You just read a story and then all of a sudden it turns out that it's...
We've pegged that. That was great.
I know.
Well done, Jordan.
Why are you saying well done to me?
Well done. Yes.
Well done's all round.
Yes, thank you.
I think that's all...
Well
very
done.
Much. And next time a snake-related crime, a snake on a petrol pump-related crime happens, you know who to call.
Yes, it's the Simo and the Jaws.
I'm not your sidekick. That is not happening.
Okay, fine. I'm so proud of us, by the way.
I know. Oh. I am too.
Simo and Jordan.
And I want to play you a little something.
Okay.
Because I want you to give us an honest critique if there's anything that's amiss, something a bit odd about what you hear.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Here we go.
Wentz down 21-3 in this game. Wentz off play action looking for the end zone, and it's intercepted. Darius Williams with a diving pick in front of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
All right, anything jump out at you there, Jordan?
Not really. I'm not a massive... I think that was American football. Just
yes,
judging by,
nailed it.
I'm not a massive American football fan, I must admit.
Yeah.
But no, that seemed like pretty... stock standard kind of commentary, something a little bit exciting happened in the game.
Now, what isn't happening at sporting events at the moment? Crowds.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so, naturally, you heard there a raucous of a huge crowd.
Three in this game.
I can hear a huge crowd, yes.
Yeah, right. Now, that stadium, I'll have you know, is actually empty.
Okay.
Right. And so, how they obviously... lots of sporting events are doing this now. There's a guy in a sound room, much like us, with a whole bunch of... pardon me.
So I just sneezed.
A whole bunch of buttons.
Yeah.
Right, and...
this is like a new thing, kind of since COVID's been happening.
Mm.
Pretty much every sport has been using fake crowd noise.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing there. And... you do wonder if it's just, like, one guy that's in there just, like, pressing the buttons.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, is it a team of people? How many people do you reckon are involved in the fake crowd noise?
Well, in terms of actually making the noise...
yeah, like...
Getting the actual sound, you'd probably need a couple of thousand. I assume they've got that from a previous game
or
whatever.
It's not just 10 guys in a room going... No, you're...
So, honey, what did you do at work today? Well, oh, I went into a recording booth and made this noise.
So you reckon it's probably from other games?
Yeah, I'd say so. And then I've seen it happen. I've seen how they do it in the rugby league.
Mm.
There's just some bloke just with a whole lot of faders just kind of moving them up and down, depending on what's happening.
Yeah, so it's his decision-making, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have you know that the attitude of the crowd was particularly hostile towards the end of that bit that you heard there.
Darius Williams with a diving pick in front of the...
quick turnaround. I just want to... so that literally only goes for about 6 seconds from this.
It's intercepted. Darius Williams with a diving pick.
To the boo. Right, and then what...
do we know that they're booing? They could just be making a mooing noise. A cow could have walked onto the field.
And what ended up happening was that same quarterback then had the boos assigned to him throughout the entire match.
Oh.
So, like, he hasn't got a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
He's just having a really bad game, but then on the TV broadcast, booed every time he gets near the ball.
But in the actual stadium, the players that are playing, it's just silence.
Oh,
they
complete
don't,
silence,
they don't,
yeah,
like, put that crowd effect over the loudspeakers.
That's right.
So he would have known he was getting booed.
Yeah, not
maybe
a clue.
He thought, I'm having a brilliant game. This is brilliant. I am owning this. I'm brilliant at this sport. And then watch the replay back and go, oh my God, they're all booing me.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about Guinness World Records.
Ah, yes. I am a big fan of people getting the achievement that they deserve.
Oh, I feel like a champion.
We talk about them a lot on this show, normally the more peculiar ones, you know, like smashing 15 eggs on your head with a frying pan or something
right,
like that.
Anything that involves a kitchen appliance where no food is being used.
However, Simo, Guinness, the people who are behind the Guinness World Records have had to come out and say that they are unable to create a category for something that a lot of people are applying for.
Interesting.
The category is starting and stopping your smartphone stopwatch in the quickest amount of time.
Yeah, what is that? Like, it's like a reaction time thing, is it?
Yeah, so Simo, you've got your phone there.
Yeah,
I've got mine too.
Right.
So the idea is you go to the stopwatch function, just a generic stopwatch.
We're gonna have a race,
and then you try and click start, and then stop, and do it in the shortest amount of time possible.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, do you wanna give it a go?
All right, yep.
You go first.
I've done my first one.
Okay, should I go first? Hang on, don't tell me what it is now. I'll do
okay,
one.
Okay, yep, go for it.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah, what's a good time?
I don't know. But this feels good.
Okay.
I was practicing a bit during that song, I must admit.
Ah, right.
So I'm kind of like this. It's not a PB.
This is my first crack at it.
But it's 0.1 of a sec. 0.01 of a second off.
We're the same.
Not quite.
Oh! They Thank you.
So you got 0 points.
On my first go, beat you by a millisecond.
0.10. I got 1-1. Okay, hang on, Reese. I'm not copying this. I'm doing it again. 11 again. Come on.
No, mate. It's
I've seriously got 3.11s in a row.
You got
there we go. Now we've drawn equal. We've drawn equal.
It only took you 3 goes. That was literally my first ever time trying it.
I know, I did it a lot.
You practiced.
I was practicing during that song. My first one was like 0.23 or something. I was well off. But no, Simo, Guinness have come out and said they cannot monitor this. Because,
too bad, because I'd win.
Well, technically it would be a draw because I got it eventually.
Yeah.
So Guinness have come out and said that they can't monitor people like starting and stopping their iPhone stopwatch in the shortest amount of time.
Yep.
Because phones are too reliable and it's very easy to just Photoshop it and just say that you've got a shorter time.
Too unreliable.
Yeah. So that's why they haven't been able to do it, which is a shame. Because,
that was a fun game. Yeah. It's like there's lots of apps, but everyone's just instead of playing apps like Candy Crush, they're now just trying to get a good reaction time.
I know, literally, it's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the day. I want to try and get it down into single figures.
Do you know how you can improve your action time?
What?
Chew gum. True story.
Is that, are you just advertising for extra? Or
no.
Have you worked out a marketing campaign? Whatever we talk about this morning, you know what'll fix that? Gum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If the next story is about bad breath, I swear that you've done like a side deal.
Simo and Jordan,
and this next one is right up your alley.
Okay.
It involves food.
Yes.
And getting naked.
Two things that I enjoy doing.
Simultaneously.
Sometimes. I've had a shower sandwich before.
How does that work?
I'm joking, okay. I haven't.
Okay. Just are you a shower beer person? Because food's in the shower.
Yeah.
Like probably. Have I ever done it? No. Oh, I have.
It has to be a hard waterproof food.
Yeah.
Which there are very few around.
Yeah. Nothing like
maybe an apple?
Like a damp sandwich, that's not on.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah. Bread.
Let's just avoid bread.
Yeah, moisture and bread. Only ever in soup.
Yeah.
You don't shower in soup.
Imagine if you could. I'd love to shower in chicken noodle soup.
Fill up the bath. dear. Yeah, but then you wouldn't want to, because then there's a bit of you involved. And the bread, if you don't...
Look, you'd want to have it fresh after you've been... If you do have a bath or a shower in soup...
You would want to shower before hopping in the bath of soup.
You'd also want the soup not to be boiling hot. Now I think about it as well.
Probably.
Like, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant, you get soup, and it's like... If you just boiled this in the kettle or something?
What is that, a potato? Nope, that's something else. So what has occurred is widely reported this week, a food deliverer was seen riding his motorcycle through the streets of Thailand, reportedly completely naked.
Okay.
Yep.
Why?
No, that's the thing. They haven't managed to find that out yet. So the video of the naked man has been like widely shared on social media. Journalists and reporters have set themselves to the nearby area where it all occurred.
So he was just like a pizza delivery guy or something like
there
that.
There he goes. Look at him go.
And he's just on... Oh, you've got a picture of him there.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's on like a little moped type thing.
Yeah.
Just completely naked. Also, considering he's essentially riding a motorbike, no helmet as well, so very unsafe.
No helmet and it's a red one.
As if that makes a difference.
Well, it goes faster, so...
Oh, no. If it's a yellow one, feel free to ride naked as long as you want. But a red one, how dare you?
A red one. So what he has done, he's got naked to deliver some food for whatever the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Reporters visited the nearby area and got some comments from a local trader who said the sight of the man was unbearable and she would not eat any food delivered by him.
Actually, that's a good point. Imagine if you had just ordered, like, a pizza or whatever. He was a delivery guy. You know, you ring, ring, doorbell, pizza delivery guy. You go, oh, wonderful, dinner's here.
Yeah.
You go to the door, you open, and you see a completely naked man standing with your pizza. Simo?
A naked man with a pizza ringing your doorbell, Jordan? I don't know what...
It's not something that's happened to me before in my life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nor ever.
Right, okay. Where did you come up with that idea?
What are you talking about? You're talking about it.
I'm just checking.
You're literally talking about a naked delivery guy.
It does. He might have been fried rice. I don't know.
So I did making up pizza.
Where did the pizza and the doorbell come from, Jordan? I ask you.
Well, Simo, the doorbell is a delivery guy, so he's going to go to someone's house. The pizza is just, I was thinking of a food that gets delivered.
Okay, so the local trader who spotted him said she would never eat his food. delivered in that.
You do worry about the hygiene perspective.
Also, there's other reports that someone saw him take his clothes off, like, near a local residency, like, outside. So he's driving around with his clothes on, took them off outside a residency, hopped back on his motorcycle, went for a ride.
Okay.
Then the guy who's done this, now, he is a 24-year-old guy, and he has since presented himself to police.
Yeah.
And admitted that it was him doing it.
Okay. As he said, why?
The man claimed that he decided to be naked that morning due to his personal problem.
Right.
Doesn't say what the personal problem is, but when a personal problem becomes public nudity...
Mm. Well, that's just sort of another issue apart from the food hygiene thing.
Yeah.
He's riding a motorbike.
Mm.
If you're riding those for a long time, they can get quite hot.
Yeah.
Especially on the saddle and crutch area.
But maybe he was getting hot. That's why he took his clothes off.
Yeah, so it's like, I know, I'll just burn my testicles on the motorbike. That'll be fine.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
It's time for a brand new game. And before we get into it.
Yes.
I just want you to brace yourself because there is an intro.
Yeah.
And it may be the greatest piece of audio editing I think I have ever done in my life.
You're very skilled in that department.
Thank you. You'll see how skilled I am in just a moment.
You do it well.
Thank you. It's the What Have the Other Members of NSYNC Been Doing Since the Band Broke Up game. It is the What Have the Other Members of NSYNC Been Doing Since the Band Broke Up game. Hmm. Very simple concept.
Yes.
We all know Justin Timberlake. He's gone off to do amazing things.
JT, the man.
Can you name, there's four other members, so five in total, four other members.
Ooh, I know this one.
Can you say their names?
There's Tinky Winky.
No.
There's...
I think you're getting confused with the Teletubbies.
There's Poe in there somewhere.
Again, that's the Teletubbies.
All right.
That is not NSYNC.
And JT.
No one can name the other men. Are they okay? Like, do we need to do a welfare check? No.
Jeff's the purple one.
No, I think Tinky Winky is the purple. Is Tinky Winky purple?
Nah, Jeff's the wiggle.
I don't know. Anyway, so I do have their names. One's called JC Chasers.
Nice.
Another, Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass.
Okay, nice.
They are the other four members.
Good, strong names.
And since NSYNC have disbanded, all the other members have gone off to do kind of peculiar careers.
Ah, I'm liking this.
So I've got the careers here.
Yeah.
All you have to do is match the awesome career to the NSYNC, former NSYNC member. Sim, are you keen?
I am super keen for this one. Let's do it.
All right, so one former member of NSYNC is now a voice actor, lending his voice on various kids shows.
Mm-hmm.
Not Teletubbies.
Okay.
Another one has become a TV host, hosting various food-related shows on the Food Network in America.
Yep.
Another one did release a solo album, however it got dropped because, and I quote, the songs expressed too much sexuality. And last but not least, this is 100% true, by the way.
Right.
One of the former members of NSYNC, after the band disbanded, moved to Russia in the hopes of becoming a Russian cosmonaut.
Wait, what? What's a cosmonaut?
Like an astronaut.
Okay, right.
Did all the training, completed it, was certified by the Russian space program,
wow,
and NASA, was booked to go to the International Space Station on a flight, but due to financial reasons, couldn't go.
Okay, right.
Their names as well, JC Chasers, Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass. What are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on who is who?
Well, Lance can't be the one trying to go to space.
Well, I tell you, we'll leave that one till the end.
Okay, because Lance, obviously, there is already quite a famous Lance that went to the moon.
That is a good point.
So if a Lance from NSYNC is going to be the next Lance in space.
Imagine that. You type in Lance astronaut and some bloke from NSYNC pops up before Lance Armstrong.
That's not the one I want. What's that about? Alright, so cosmonaut, VO artist, host, what was the other one?
So we had released solo album, but
that's
songs
right
were too sexual.
That's right, yeah, solo singer.
So JC Chasers, which one do you reckon he's doing?
Well, I had him down as the solo singer. He would have had a crack, I reckon.
One from one, Simo.
Thank you. I am so good at this.
He did try and go solo, but the album got dropped because the songs are too sexual. Well done, Simo. One from one. By the way, I haven't heard any. I tried to find some of the songs on the internet. You can't find them anywhere.
Nowhere. All right, so
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Solo singer is done.
Mm-hmm.
Kilpatrick?
Chris Kirkpatrick is his name.
Kirkpatrick. Oh, it's a great spacey sounding name, but also a great name for a TV host. What were the other ones?
So you're TV host, voice actor on various kids shows.
Now give me the names. Give me the names of the boys.
Also, Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
Ooh, Joey Fatone. Joey Fatone is the TV host.
Two from two.
Thank you.
So Simo, we're down to.
I'm so good at this.
Lance, have you been stalking NSYNC?
No, I'm just going by the names.
Simo, Lance Bass.
Yes.
Chris Kirkpatrick. One of them is a voice actor on various kids' TV shows. The other tried to go to space.
Okay, cool. All right. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And the other one's name?
Lance Bass.
Oh, damn it. They're both... Lance would be hilarious if he's going to space, and I'd back that maybe to be happening, but I can kind of... Can you hear the...
Please do your final checks of Kits Fitzpatrick. Thank you. Please be ready for takeoff.
You can kind of hear that.
I'm right? Remaining neutral. Yeah. I'm like the Eddie McGuire of this.
This is going to kill me.
Simo.
Yes.
If it makes it any different, one of the major credits on the voice actor was someone called Chip Skylark on Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
I've never watched that show, but that sounds like a space person. Yes, does that change your mind? Or
no, well, Lance is spacey as well. I can see that you're trying to help me out. I appreciate it, but I did lock it in.
All right, so Lance is the voice actor. No, hang on. That's what you're saying. Lance is the voice actor.
Yeah.
And Chris went to space.
Yeah.
Simo.
Yes.
Lance Bass.
Yeah.
When NSYNC disbanded, moved to Russia in the hope of becoming a Russian cosmonaut. Thus meaning Chris Kirkpatrick is a voice actor. And now we know what the other members of NSYNC are doing, just in case you needed to know that in your life.
Screw you, Lance.
Meanwhile, Justin Timberlake's over there at his 15th mansion.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.